AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There were mostly peaceful protests across the country over the weekend after the Memphis Police Department released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' beating at the hands of five officers during a traffic stop. He died 3 days later. Memphis Church Pastor Gilbert Washington.
We're praying for that young man's family, for his loved ones, for his friends. They're hurting. And we're hurting as well.
CBS's Jared Hill.
A February 17th bond arraignment hearing has been scheduled for the five ex-officers involved, according to Shelby County online court records. Each faces multiple charges, including second-degree murder.
Officials in northwestern Pakistan believe a suicide bomber targeted a mosque in Peshawar today, killing at least 27 worshippers and wounding as many as 147 others. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency. They told the BBC that they were still receiving those injured in the explosion. Unverified images on local media show half a wall caved in, the mosque covered in bricks and debris as people clamber over the rubble to escape.
In Cairo today, camera snapping away as Secretary of State Blinken met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Blinken says he raised concerns about human rights issues ahead of a meeting in Jerusalem with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss a new surge of Israeli-Palestinian violence. The Chiefs and the Eagles are headed to the Super Bowl.
Racing around the edge. Scott is in. Touchdown,
Philly crushed the 49ers 31-7 to win the NFC Championship on Fox. Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
This is something we all dream about, and we get to do it because, you know, we did it better than anybody else in the NFC this year.
The Chiefs beat the Bengals 23-20 to take the AFC Championship. Super Bowl 57, a week from Sunday in Glendale, Arizona. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden will go head-to-head over the nation's debt ceiling when they meet Wednesday. Republicans insist on budget cuts before they raise the borrowing limit. Speaker McCarthy telling CBS's Face the Nation.
I want to make sure we're protected in our defense spending, but I want to make sure it's effective and efficient. I want to look at every single dollar we're spending, no matter where it's being spent. I want to eliminate waste wherever it is.
The president insists negotiating over raising the debt ceiling could trigger a recession. No school today in Woburn, Massachusetts. Teachers like Eric Scarborough are on strike.
It's unfortunate that we have to do this, but you get to a point where you've been pushed too far.
S&P futures down 35. Dow futures off 205. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Jane Nattner. Here's what you need to know. Thieves targeting mailboxes to commit check fraud is a growing problem in some Wisconsin communities. The thieves steal mail to get personal and financial information and sometimes change the amount or names on a check to steal money. That's called check washing. Stolen checks can also be sold on the dark web. Postal officials recommend you don't put mail into a mailbox after the last posted collection time. The body of a 45-year-old man was pulled from Lake Wabisa Sunday morning after an ice fisherman and didn't make it back home as expected the night before. The Dane County Sheriff's Office, along with search and rescue teams, focused on an area where an ATV had apparently broken through the ice. That's where the victim's body was found. He was declared dead at the scene. The man's name hasn't been released, pending the notification of family. I'm Jane Mattner for Civic Media News.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets law and order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
I know a lot about drinking beer. I know very little about brewing beer, but it is a science.
Is there ever any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. This is our third hour, the 1 o'clock hour, the no sour, haha, funny power hour. Thank you, Greg Bach. And we are going to have some fun this hour. So I think last week was the week that they said that the M&M's spokes candies were going away.
Yeah, and they were going to be replaced by
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. Yeah.
So one turns out, that wasn't true. And two, someone at the Washington Post wrote an unbelievable satire piece on how the M&Ms felt themselves when they were told that they were being fired. So we're going to have some fun with that at 1:30. And then at 1:20, we got 10 more things. I did my math wrong. We only got 2 days left in the year.
Gotta squish them in.
And we got 80 through 100 left of the 100 things to slightly improve your life without really trying. So we got 10 of those coming up in the next segment. But in this segment, is this liberation or betrayal? Now, you did some Marie Kondoing in your house this weekend, didn't you?
I did some purging, yes.
How'd that go?
It went okay.
Did you find things that sparked joy?
No.
None of it sparked joy, so you just got rid of most of it?
I went through books, and I didn't realize I had already done a pretty good purging job of my books.
Okay.
But I did get a box of books full for Connor.
That's good.
And I think part of the best way to do things like that is to do it one small chunk at a time. If you go like, I'm going to clean the entire office, you're never going to do that. If you say, I'm going to go through my books and at least collect one whole box of books, that's doable.
Bite size.
Yeah, bite size. You got to do it little by little.
I'm not good at that. I am good at seeing the big picture and the final, what I think the final version will be.
Should be.
And all of the things that need to happen for that to happen. And then I get very mad at myself when I don't get enough of all of those projects done in one day. And then everything just gets left on the floor.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't finish it. And now I'm on to the next thing.
Okay.
So a little insight on what it's like to be married to me. But I bring that up because Marie Kondo herself, who has made her entire career off of telling people to tidy up and declutter and get rid of things that do not spark joy, has admitted that she is, quote, kind of give it up, end quote, when it comes to tidying up now that she is a mom of three.
Well, I can see where that would make an enormous amount of difference.
And so, you know, the life-changing magic of children. And I see this as liberating as far as someone who, you know, maybe when it was a lot easier to keep things clean and tidy up and have the time to do the projects of decluttering and getting rid of stuff. But then, you know, life happens and kids happen and the accumulation of toys happen. But I guess people kind of freaked out. And so this was she was talking to someone at the Washington Post, and she says, "Now I realize what is important to me is enjoying spending time with my children at home," the Japanese cleaning consultant recently told listeners, according to the Washington Post. And I just think that's very realistic. And she kind of claimed that it was always, the entire method was always about living a joyful life and less, and that you could find more joy with less stuff. Did you ever read the book?
No.
I own the book. I did not read the book either.
You own it, but you did not read it.
I own a lot of books that I have not read. It's embarrassing.
Okay, well, I just gave a box away, so give me some of your books that you're not reading.
All right. I'll pick some out I'll pick out some of the ones that I have read. But I think I was given that book by multiple people because I am not the tidiest. Although I'm pretty good at getting rid of stuff. Having moved 12 times since 2016 to 2020, I moved like 10 times, well, like 10 apartments.
You must have become pretty mobile.
And so by the time I moved back to Wisconsin from LA, and especially because I had spent, so my timeline was, started 2020 in LA in an apartment, fully moved in. And we had already moved twice in LA from apartment to apartment. So we'd already gotten rid of some stuff and was pretty mobile. And then I was at my parents' house from March until September with a suitcase of stuff. And so I think I realized how much I could live without, like how much stuff was sitting at my apartment in LA that I didn't need and didn't even forget that I had or whatever. And once you get there, it's kind of, oh, it's nostalgia. But a lot of the random stuff, I was like, I don't need this, especially because I didn't know where I was going to be living in Milwaukee.
Sure.
And moving cross country and all of these things. And so I ended up moving from LA to Milwaukee with 12 boxes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty light.
And then I never really reaccumulated without being in my now marriage because pretty quickly, I moved into a furnished apartment at first. Then I moved in with Mike, and now we live together. So most of our stuff, most of our clutter, totally his. And I feel totally confident in saying that on air.
So he needs to purge some things.
He needs to purge stuff. I can re-gift my bet book to him as far as don't give up. We don't have kids yet, so
work on the garage. Do it now.
But I don't know. How do you feel? Do you feel like this is a betrayal as far as the woman who made an entire career out of helping people tidying up now kind of flippantly saying, yeah, I don't really do that anymore?
No, I don't think it's a betrayal, but I think she will find with three children now, the need for purging is going to be even greater because you're just going to collect more stuff.
Yeah. I remember one of my girlfriends I have lots of friends who have kids, but in this specific friend group, we were all together for a wedding, and our friends in San Francisco had just bought this new big house. It was beautiful, and they were pregnant with their first kid, and the friend who was pregnant kind of had these like aspirational goals as far as what kind of toys were going to be allowed in the first level that like went with the vibe of the house.
Excuse me?
Like classic wood toys and stuff like that. And our friends who had older children were like, just laughed at her. Like, oh yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with not having plastic, like crappy, breakable stuff everywhere. And you're going to step on everything. And it's like, good luck if you think you're going to be able to control just because you're the parent. No, you're not.
I have many, many, many other questions about this particular person because I think they're setting themselves up for lots of failures down the road.
Well, the kids won, but I haven't been back to the house since that that weekend to see what the house looks like now as far as how many offensively obnoxious toys are littered throughout living room.
Just to make sure that I'm following this correctly, she wanted toys that were aesthetically pleasing for that area of the house, not about her child's enjoyment.
Yeah. Yes, which is kind of funny because she's not typically that kind of person. And I think it was just because of the newness of the house. So they had just spent all of this money on, like, furnishing it. And
sure.
It looked, and it is beautiful.
Perfect. I'm sure it's perfect.
It's so beautiful. And then I think the idea of having some control over the fact of what it can, trying to keep it looking like that, despite children being entered into the equation. And I think that has probably, that idea has probably burst. But if it hasn't burst yet, probably by the time he's two, it will have.
You may as well invite a kangaroo in your house. I mean, it's the same thing as a toddler. They're not going to listen. You know what I mean?
I think a kangaroo is stronger.
Probably.
Like, I'd rather get in a fight with a toddler than a kangaroo.
And a kangaroo could probably take you. You're right.
A kangaroo would knock me out.
But here's my question. Do people still do hand-me-downs?
Yeah.
Because I was the last of six, and I rarely got anything that was new.
We have... And I'm sure if we have a girl, this will also happen. But in our family, this is Mike's family. So my sister-in-law has a good friend who has a daughter who's like a year or two older than my niece.
Okay.
And then the niece has two second cousins, like their cousins, who have two more girls. And so the line of stuff that has gone between Amanda's kid to Maddie to the two girls.
Oh,
and
funny.
Then if we have a girl, inevitably
you're gonna get it.
We will get it.
Oh, and that's so good.
So yeah, but this is mostly clothes.
But that's good.
Toys, I feel like, get like the toys that get used are kind of hard to be like, here's this
sure.
Barbie with its hair chopped off and this deflated ball, or
well, yeah,
the Lego thing that is missing pieces, or
right.
Whatever. The, like, toys, I think, are harder
to re-gift
and have the kind of newness of my toy.
Yeah. Yeah, that I can see.
But clothes, I mean, they're going to dip during and outgrow them so quickly anyways.
Bicycles, roller skates.
Yes.
Skateboards.
Play it against sports, man.
You know?
It's great. But yeah, so anyways, I just thought that was interesting as far as this cult-like following that she had, and for her to kind of just casually say, I want to hang out with my kids, which I applaud. I mean, this is certainly the kind of parenting I'm going to be, as far as, like, I'd rather live in the moment with my children than
worry about clutter.
So much about the clutter. And I also think that, and they talk about this a little bit as far as the necessity almost of it, of like Japanese culture and different societies and places where the apartments themselves are so small.
Absolutely.
So you actually have to.
Absolutely.
So much of the, if you own a home that has a basement and a garage and storage, and you can just like put stuff away and forget about it and never actually have to be like faced with how much stuff you have until you finally downsize and move. And then you're like, how did I get all this stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it's remarkable. My first house was under 1,000 square feet. And compared to some places where we've stayed in Europe, that's a mansion.
Oh, yeah.
We really have an immense amount of space.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, when we come back, not five, but 10 more things you can do to improve your life slightly without really trying. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace. or Google My Business or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 10 above this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 10 below tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 5 above.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madnair on the board in our no sour, haha, funny power hour. We are in the lighter section of the show, and we are rounding out the 100 things to slightly improve your life without very much effort that was published at the beginning of the month by The Guardian. And we've been doing about 5 to 10 per day. I thought my math was going to be correct, but we have 20 left. So we're doing 10 today. 10 tomorrow.
We'll get them all in.
Even if we have to bleed this over in the next segment, we'll get them all in. And let us know. I would love to hear from you on if you liked this kind of lighthearted segment, 844-967-2789. Or you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If we should keep doing kind of always have a self-improvement, feel-good segment of just some subtle advice you can take or leave.
Little implementations you can do.
Yeah, because I certainly have a lot of them bookmarked. It's just a matter of, is this helpful?
Is this worth it?
I don't know. All right, well, let's jump right into it because I know Jane's going to be all over number 81.
Oh, I'm excited.
Learn a TikTok dance, but don't post it on TikTok.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, it is good. Learning choreography is good for your brain.
I like to dance.
And like I would say, in the same way, any like new sport that takes a certain amount of coordination and the you know, versus just running where it's just the same monotonous movement.
Right.
Like having to do something that causes you to also think while you're moving is supposed to be very good for your brain.
Can't I just make up my own dance routine and do it in my living room? Do I have to take it from TikTok?
No, I don't think you do.
Good. Then I'll do that.
Okay. All right.
Just basically go dance around your living room.
Well, I think there's something in the choreography versus just the moves that come to you. It's not interpretive dance. It is a...
No, mine's an interpretive dance.
I love... have you heard the new Miley Cyrus song?
Called?
I Can Buy Myself Flowers.
Oh, it's her diss to Liam?
Yeah. It's a great song, and it's also like a play on, because I guess he had come out and said the Bruno Mars song, there was a Bruno Mars song that the whole song is about, I should have bought you more flowers, I should have stayed up on the phone talking to you, and like everything's kind of a recall
okay.
to the lines of that song, but it's not at Bruno Mars, it's at Liam Hemsworth. But there, I saw a video this weekend, Diane Keaton in her like, the most Diane Keaton outfit you could imagine of her, like approaching 80 with like a 10 gallon hat on,
of course,
and high waisted pants. And she's just in her garden dancing to that song like nobody's watching. It's exactly what I want to be when I'm her age. Like she is perfection. Anyways, moving on. 82. Cook something you've never attempted before.
I've done that.
What's the most recent thing that you've never
the biggest thing I did was I made Julia Child's beef bourguignon.
How'd it turn out?
It was not terrible.
We ate it.
It was edible.
All right.
It's a lot of work and it's a really long, it takes like 6 hours.
Trying to think, I haven't cooked a lot in a while, but the hardest thing, I cooked coq au vin once. This was a long time ago and I didn't do it alone, but that was hard. That was a lot of steps.
Yeah. The other thing I have started doing, which sounds so stupid, but I've actually started tasting things when I cook, which is not something I have done a lot of in the past. And I've started tasting seasonings on their own. So I understand what cumin tastes like.
Cumin's good. Big fan of cumin.
Are you? Mm-hmm. You're very pro-cumin?
Pro-cumin.
Okay, good to know.
All right, we gotta keep moving.
All right.
All right, A3, join a local litter picking up group.
Love it.
Love that one. Yep. 84, hand wash that thing you never cleaned.
Hand wash the thing you never cleaned.
They're probably talking about a bra. Your really comfy bra that you haven't cleaned in a while. I don't know.
Put it in the gentle cycle. It'll be fine.
85. Don't get a pet. Do get a pet. That's very conflicting.
This is the same guy who wrote Look Closely.
Yes, that's true.
It's Nigel.
They got to the end. They're like, all right, we just got to get to the end of the list.
Nigel's back.
The list. 86. Nap.
Pro nap. Absolutely.
Definitely. Took a good nap this weekend.
Good.
87, learn how to breathe deeply. In through the nose, out through the mouth, making the exhale longer than the inhale.
Don't give me breathing rules. I'm just going to breathe, okay?
I will say, on my little Apple Watch, a couple times a day, it reminds me to do like the meditation thing, which is you can feel the vibrations on your wrist of breathing in. And then breathing out, and you do it for a minute of like very intentionally breathing. And then it tells you like your heartbeat goes down, like because it's measuring everything. And I will say it does make me feel better.
Oh, that's good.
All right. 88, buy a bike and use it. Learn how to fix it, too.
Fixing would be useful.
Do you have a broken bike sitting in your garage?
I don't. I do have a bike.
Okay.
I love my bike.
Oh, good.
But I don't ride it nearly as much as I should. I saw someone on a bike today.
Ooh.
Today.
And they weren't stuck?
They weren't stuck. Moving pretty fast, too. It's like 7 degrees. Wisconsinites, we're tough.
Tough cookies.
Woof.
All right, 89. Politely decline invitations if you don't want to go.
Definitely.
I've gotten better at that as far as, especially with sometimes the weddings that are, it's like, are we really good friends with these people? Are we going to be friends with these people? Like, I'm flattered that they invited us. But do you think they invited us out of obligation because we're kind of all in the same friend group? And like, do we really want to spend money to go to this thing? Do we really want to make them spend money on us for the, I don't think we should go.
Life's too short.
We've gotten to that age
good.
At this point.
All That's
right.
Good.
And 90, if you do go, have an exit strategy. Can we recommend a French exit where you slip out unseen? I thought that was an Irish goodbye. Can the British not give the Irish anything?
No.
I think we found our title for this hour's podcast. All right. When we come back, Eminem drama. It's never ending. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I admit it's getting better. A little better.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief.
Say it's nice!
Say it's
nice!
Mostly peaceful protests in Charlotte, North Carolina, and across the country after officials in Memphis released body cam video of Tyre Nichols' brutal beating at the hands of 5 police officers. This woman at a demonstration in Columbus, Ohio.
I bring my family because at the end of the day,
It can happen to them.
Officials in northern Pakistan say a suicide bomber killed at least 28 worshippers. The BBC's Caroline Davies.
The explosion happened inside a packed mosque located in a police compound in Peshawar around 1:30 p.m. today. A police official told the BBC that part of the mosque's wall collapsed with the force of the blast. Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar has declared an emergency.
The Chiefs and the Eagles headed to the Super Bowl. Philly QB Jalen Hurts.
Put a lot of work in to have this opportunity and to be here. And you know, it's a moment that we want to enjoy as a team.
Eagles beat the Niners 31-7. KC over the Bengals 23-20. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM. Your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Friday afternoon's massive interstate pileup near Beloit appears to be worse than we first thought. 85 vehicles collided in slippery whiteout conditions. The State Patrol says 21 people got hurt. The freeway had to be closed from around 12:30 in the afternoon till 9:30 that night. One of the crashes caused a fire people could see for miles. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court could be one of the most expensive in state history and maybe the entire nation. The outcome could flip the court to liberal control for the first time in 15 years. Issues like abortion and Wisconsin's political map could come before the high court in the near future. In sports, the Bucks beat New Orleans yesterday 135-110. The Eagles and Chiefs will play in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madner on the board. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast where you can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple or Spotify or Stitcher or Google Podcasts. I think there's 20. I saw an ad this weekend because, of course, the algorithm knows everything.
Yes.
And as I'm looking for, you know, I'm constantly kind of on the lookout for different ways to make my life easier as far as content creation, content promotion, getting more people to listen to the show, which is a good reminder. If you like this show, please share it with your friends. But I saw an app that said, you know, launch your podcast, make it easier. And I started looking at it. Not that, you know, Civic Media does what I'm just saying. I was like, maybe that's something we can use. 22 different platforms you can post your podcast to.
Wow.
So that one of the things they were promoting was like basically through their platform, they will push it to all of the different platforms that podcasts can even get put to, I guess. And I was like, there's 22. I can name 4. I don't even know where else one would find podcasts. But yeah, it was 22 different platforms.
And how do, I mean, are people doing Google searches to find these places? How do you even know these places exist?
I don't know. I'm so confused. Now I feel like I need to go find more information about all these different places. Because I feel like the benefit of doing it, being on so many different platforms, is you're constantly meeting people where they are, right? So it's like, it's even the news, right? As far as we're talking about stuff that I do at Journal Sentinel or whatever. Are people going to the website, or are they relying on what comes into their feed on Twitter, or comes into their feed on an RSS feed or Instagram, or like they're receiving information versus seeking it out? Flipboard, you know, all these different things where you can curate the information that you want. So the same thing with like Spotify. If you listen to all your podcasts on Spotify, it's where you find new podcasts and things get recommended to you. And so if you have your thing that you do on Google or whatever, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what the different user count is across these different platforms, because that seems like a lot.
It does.
Seems like a lot. Anyways, all right. Well, turns out we fell for it. We're suckers. We're gullible. That's fine.
We're not the only ones.
We're not the only ones. And it is. I don't feel like spokes like corporations typically have this good of sense of humor. Like, I wonder how many loops and like discussions had to happen in the boardrooms, because I feel like the amount of red tape and approval that has to go into anything a company as big as Mars on a brand as famous
and iconic
as M&M's, to say, for the guts to say, yeah, let's do it. Bravo. Hats off.
Got him a lot of attention.
Because they were, turns out, M&M's was trolling us, and they succeeded. So it seems like everyone who suspected that M&M's suspension of its candy mascots was just a PR stunt was spot on, Jane and I not being one of those people. I very much thought that they had had enough of Tucker Carlson talking about them and their female candy bags and their... Do you have it?
I just happen to have
that
sound clip right here.
Finally tonight, we don't usually give story tips to NPR, but here's a story they might want to cover pretty soon and doubtless will. M&M's, the candy company, has just announced that it's redesigning its cartoon characters to be more gender inclusive. Bet you didn't think M&M's were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&M's, quote, "We all win when we see more women in leading roles, because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule."
It's not actually what they said.
The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, "transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels." Mm. So less sexy. That's progress. M&M's will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won.
Can I just point out one small thing that I love about this so very much? Tucker Carlson is upset because he's no longer hot for cartoon candies.
Can't get a drink until you don't want to have a drink with them.
Right. Until they're just
Tucker
down.
Tucker Carlson is married, so I don't know what kind of philandering he wants to do with the M&Ms. But
that is so priceless. I want that plate at my funeral.
So that was obviously part of the reason why they decided to pull this stunt. But the brand told New York Times that its characters will be its long-term spokes candies and suggested they'll reappear in an upcoming Super Bowl commercial.
Oh,
so
good.
We have that to look forward to. I hope they make fun of Tucker Carlson.
Oh, gosh,
I doubt they will.
So.
But last week, we did a whole segment on this, because last week they said it was sending their mascots into retirement over right-wing backlash and over the outfit changes.
Because they're not hot for inanimate objects.
But also, I mean, because that was almost a year ago, but the even more recent, and did Tucker Carlson cover this? I know that there was some Australian guy who was very upset over the M&M bag of candy that was all the, like, so it would have been brown,
female?
Green.
Oh.
And purple? Who's the third? I don't know who the other, there's another female.
Yellow. It's yellow.
No, yellow. The two original were red and yellow, which are both boys.
Okay.
Because they all have, you know.
Assignments.
Sexual organs. Okay. That we should.
Yes.
We should know that they are.
As animated candies all do.
But I just have to spend some time doing a dramatic reading. I did not write this. We have to say this right away. I'm going to perform this, but I did not write this. This is from Alexandra Petri.
Who's brilliant.
Who is brilliant. She is a columnist who offers a lighter take on the news and opinions of the day for the Washington Post. She looks like my age. She is hilarious. And, you know, I'm a big fan of anyone who has that as the kind of their mantra. Like, let's just take a lighter, you know, there's time for serious.
Yep.
But there's also time for playfulness.
Little levity.
She wrote this last week, and Jane sent it to me. And it's just great. So this is the first time reading it out loud. So let's see how this goes.
All right.
They were pounding at the doors of the M&M compound. An orange M&M was quivering. This is all your fault, he hissed to Green. If you just stay sexy for Tucker Carlson, none of this would be happening. Don't blame Tucker, Red said. Green didn't like how Red seemed to be on the first name basis with the Fox News host. On her more suspicious days, she wondered how deep their acquaintance really ran.
Ooh.
What was more likely, really, that Red was feeding this third party his own complaints? Or that Tucker Carlson, a human adult male who never interacts with M&Ms except occasionally to eat them if there was no superior candy alternatives available, would have detailed rant-length thoughts about how she and Brown were no longer sexy enough for his taste and he didn't want to have a drink with them anymore. She guessed it could be the second thing, but that would be a very sad referendum on the state of the human media in general and Tucker Carlson in particular.
Wouldn't it, though?
It was corporate that did this to us, Red finished, not Tucker. Green could not deny that this had been corporate's idea. She had awakened in January of 2022 to find herself altered. Her shoes, formerly go-go boots, which she had read online drove some human beings wild with desire, had suddenly become sensible sneakers.
No.
It had been alarming to just find yourself different without knowing it was coming. But corporate liked to do these things to amuse itself. That's true, she said. It was corporate. You used to have a better sense of humor, Red said. I like how Red's a jerk.
We can name him so many things.
Yes. You used to have a better sense of humor, Red said, before they changed you.
Ooh.
Red claimed that his essential character had been unaltered by corporate. The 2022 announcement had said he would share the limelight, but had not revealed unexpected new traits such as Orange's anxiety. Red returned to the matter at hand. When they break down the door, we're going to have to run, unless you have better ideas. We can ask our fans for help, Yellow suggested. He pointed at the ceiling where a fan spun lazily.
Nice.
Corporate had also said Yellow was now no longer a buffoon, that he possessed wisdom of his own and saw the world as it should be. Green did not see much of this change in practice. Brown sighed. He was lying on her back reading the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, to which she had initially been attracted by the large M on the cover. You still think you're in control, she said. We've never been in control of any of this. I do not need to hear that right now, Orange said. He was sweating profusely, something Green had not realized was possible, holding an area of his lenticular body that approximated his chest. So they're coming for spokes candies now. Our special dispensation is at the end, Brown shrugged. We're being put out to pasture with the rest of them. We had a good run. Why spoil it at the end? It would be unthinkable for corporate to abandon us now, Blue said. After all the lives we've ended, all the M&Ms we've eaten, you hear them outside. The others all hate us. Green did not know what Blue's deal was. She had not been paying attention when he was introduced, unlike Purple, who had arrived with lots of corporate fanfare. Mm. And now it was too late to ask. That is true. There was not a lot of fanfare when Blue came out.
Enter candy jealousies. You got to be careful.
And even when it's not our fault, Brown said, we didn't choose to eat. They gave us a taste for it. Corporate. Not a single choice we've ever made has been an act of free will. They didn't give me a taste for it, Red said. It was a crime. If I'm an abomination, it was in my own terms. And I sin upon myself, Brown sighed. It's ridiculous. Maybe you're the one who called Tucker, Red shouted. If that's how you really feel, if you really think that's what our lives are for, maybe you were trying to get us all canceled. Is that what happened, Green asked? Canceled? But Red and Brown ignored her. It's all artificial, Brown said. The changes, the indignation, all of it. We're not people. We're not real. We just exist to sell others of our kind. We only exist for Mars, and they could not care less about us. Maybe they hate us, Brown said.
Ooh.
They hate us so much that all their energies are devoted to packaging the rest of us so we can be eaten. They just keep the six of us around to torment us by changing our fundamental nature at a whim to show us that they can.
Ouch.
Outside the door, someone had brought torches. Is anyone melting? Green scanned her body with horror. Corporate will protect us, Blue said, uncertainly. They are in control. Didn't you hear, Red said, in his ugliest, most sneering voice? We've been put to pause. Maya Rudolph is mascot now. And they're going to eat her, Yellow asked? Maya Rudolph is a national treasure. Brown went back to her book. Green wanted to hold her hand. A thousand chocolatey little plunks against the doors were making their dents. Soon they would be swallowed up by the ranks, or melted, or both.
Alexander Petrie in the Washington Post is brilliant.
Brilliant. And so I don't know if I did that justice, but that was...
That great candy war.
Because it is true. It's that they do have... I feel like... I'm trying to think intimately, like, how the different personalities. Like, Red was always kind of like the snarky know-it-all. Yellow was like a buffoon. And they were the original, too. But then I feel like the third one that came out was Green. And she was the sassy girl. And I feel like I know way less about the personalities for the rest of them. So there's Brown, Blue, Purple. I'm missing one. No, that's six. So there's six. I have no idea what the personality traits are supposed to be, or could even tell you without having just read that what they're supposed to be like.
I didn't even know they had personality traits. They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
They're not real.
And Tucker Carlson, they're not attracted to you either.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will wrap up today's show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs level off around 10 above this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 10 below. Daytime highs approaching 10 above tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Dry with temps a bit below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the mid-20s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 5 above.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinair. Thank you for joining us today. A reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover, or have a guest that you think we should have on, if you have feedback, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. If you listened to the watched the live stream today, we did a new thing to much to Jane's chagrin. You survived.
I did.
You did survive.
I did.
We have so much fun on the show. And I feel like for the people who watch the live stream, which is the video version of us doing this live, we're very animated. We have a lot of fun. Sometimes we wear wigs, like we did on Friday.
For a short period of time.
And so I wanted to try a new streaming software called StreamYard, which I think enhances the experience. But it was also because we have a very short period of time to do this in between Earl's show and our show. But we live to tell about it.
Thank you, Brian Kelly.
Thank you, Brian Kelly. Jane wants to kill me right now.
I love surprises, Kristen. You know
we've
that.
We've talked about that. We have talked about how much you
so
love surprises.
So much.
But there was never going to be a good day. There was always. It was always going to be a Band-Aid situation. Because we can't go live on air.
True.
When someone else is live on air.
That's true.
And we are the way the schedule is. We are after Earl. So we always only have 6 minutes. And so this was going to happen no matter what. This is my feeling about this. You may pinch me once we get off the show.
Whatever.
But hopefully, if you have a chance, if you're listening now, go back and check out today's live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter and give us some feedback. There's more fun. We can have more pop-ups and have the banners up of what the topic is that we're covering. I think the video quality is a little bit better. So I'm happy. We'll see if Jane is happy. she's not. All right. Anyways, so for tomorrow, I'm really excited to talk about this. So Kimberly Clark has a flushability lab.
Excuse me.
Did you know that?
Kimberly Clark, the toilet paper people?
Yeah. It's where scientists test what can and cannot go down the toilet.
Don't we pretty much know this already?
I think it's pretty much only toilet paper that can go down the toilet.
Yeah. You shouldn't be flushing other things down the toilet.
Except drugs. Definitely.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Drugs down the toilet.
No. Or salt. Or, yeah, don't do that either.
No, but this is in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. So I'm gonna read through that and come back with a report on that tomorrow. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty much what you think it is. As far as toilet paper and human waste.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
The flushing lab.
And so we have that to looking forward to tomorrow. The editor from the Isthmus, Jason Joyce, is going to be here.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
And so I'm going to say this again on air tomorrow. Still to this day, one of my favorite compliments I've gotten since starting As Goes Wisconsin was from Jason Joyce before he didn't know who I was. We still haven't met in person. It's one of those social media type relationships.
Sure.
And so it was early, it was still March, maybe leading into April. And I had made that first video with my mom on how to get your absentee ballot. And so did you ever see that video?
I didn't.
So
I'll have to go back.
The premise is The premise all came from what I knew would be the case. If my mom, in the very beginning of the pandemic, when we had the last Supreme Court election and what was supposed to be a more heated primary between Biden and Bernie that ended up not being that, people going to myvote.wi.gov to get their absentee ballot and the question being like, upload a picture of your ID. And when you do that on a desktop, there's way more steps versus doing it on your phone.
Sure.
And so I just kind of was like, oh, I know how to show people how to do this. So the premise was me helping my mom, as many millennials do and Gen Zers do, as far as helping your elders with technology. And it would end up being this like funny dynamic between her and I and me helping her step by step, but then showing how to upload it. And then we did another one on registering to vote. So we did like a whole series throughout 2020. But early on, we had done like three or four within the first month leading up to the election. And Jason Joyce tweeted out, he goes, the Bri Women, because then I did one with my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
We did one with my grandmother on how to be safe because you needed a witness to sign your absentee ballot.
Right.
So I had it with my grandma who lives alone. And so it was after we tweeted that one out that Jason Joyce said, the Bri Women doing more for democracy than most of our elected officials.
Youch! Nicely said.
And that's still to this day. So I'll probably tell a truncated version of that story tomorrow, because I'm sure he'll remember retweeting it. But or maybe he won't. I don't know. I remember it. But yeah, it meant a lot.
Very nice.
I think at that time he was still working at Cap Times. But tomorrow we'll talk to him. Combination, I think, about independent journalism, because the Isthmus is independent, and how they're faring and different business models that keep them in business and kind of the future of news. But then also it's kind of Madison news in general. They have Satya Rhodes Conway is up for re-election. So any insights he has on the mayoral election there, if it's competitive, if it's not. But I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And for us, it was an eventful show. I really liked talking to Alan.
Oh, Alan was great.
I'm hoping that Jane doesn't clop me upside the head when we walk out of the studio.
The only thing I would really like to know, can we make me smaller?
Yeah,
Can you make it like really tiny?
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you make it smaller than that?
No, that's as small as it's going to go.
Okay, let's leave it like that.
You prefer this?
Yeah, and let's get some Vaseline for half the lens. That'd be great.
You're like, I got into radio for a reason.
Because no one could see me. But this is lovely. I love it.
You love working with me.
I love being on camera.
All right. Well, with that, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm sure they have a very fun show, as always, with lots of tangents and lots of different directions. I can't wait to hear what they're going to talk about. If you're listening up in Wausau, you got the Chad Holmes show coming up. But for us, this is our Monday show. Thank you for texting and calling and listening. Come back tomorrow at 11 for another rendition of As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
the devil's advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
No, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership and say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.